Randy Welch with us from Cropland. Let's talk about alfalfa. It certainly was a different year this past growing season.
Yeah, Don, there was a lot of challenges, I guess you could say. The season started out really wet and a lot of delayed first crop harvest, so we had a lot of issues getting good quality first crop. So guys kind of mudded out some first crop, of course. There's a lot of tracks and fields, a lot of delayed harvest, a lot of lower than expected forage quality. But as the season went on, it stopped raining, and we took off some really good, high quality, high yielding second, third crop, and fourth crop alfalfa. Turned out to be a fantastic year for producers.
You know, I think we think about a lot of the innovation happening maybe in a corn soybean world. What's going on in the alfalfa business?
Yes, there's a lot of need in, no one really spends enough time, in our opinion, talking about alfalfa, and we're really glad for this opportunity. But there's a lot of neat stuff in alfalfa. We spent a lot of time with the forage genetics cropland team here to develop some new disease resistance in alfalfa. And you got to remember, in alfalfa, disease resistance changes over, or diseases change over time. So that means resistance needs to change over time. And one of the diseases we're focusing on is aphanomyces root rot. And that big word really means that the alfalfa roots, when they have this little disease problem, those roots are nibbled off, or the root hairs are nibbled off. You have less rhizobium activity, you have less nitrogen uptake, and so that disease resistance is really important. The other disease we're working on, in addition to aphanomyces, is anthracnose. And anthracnose is a disease that you'll see in other crops as well. But that disease basically shortens the life of the alfalfa, reduces yield. And so in combination of having aphanomyces resistance and anthracnose resistance, that gives us what we call our AA product. And our all of our new alfalfas now on cropland will have the AA designation. And that means you have the highest resistance to aphanomyces. Race 3 actually is a new race. And then the highest resistance in anthracnose, which would be the race 5 resistance.
I'm just curious, alfalfa acres, have we seen any difference in time here?
You know, not really. I think alfalfa acres, quite frankly, are probably flat overall. But maybe the follow-up statement there is alfalfa yields have gone up. So it's, you know, in the dairy industry, we talk about cow numbers are flat, but cow milk production per animal has gone up. So yeah, it's kind of the same thing with alfalfa. Our alfalfa yields are much higher than they used to be.